Who's the puppy guy who's the big glorious sex machine?
Mitchell.
Yep, Mitchell is one fat.
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about Mitchell.
Looks like Grendel.
Mitchell. Mitchell.
Your eye on the sandwich.
Mitchell.
Heart's pounding.
Mitchell.
Veins clogging.
Mitchell.
Welcome to another Sector 512 Productions podcast. I'm your host, Eric Carroll. Joining me around the table today is Darren Anderson.
I'm a manimal.
Tom Gustafson.
I'm going to be sharing with you the Bo Jackson of the Animal Kingdom.
And Mike Kunkel.
They put a bottle brush down my throat.
That is relevant. I'll get to that later.
Okay, all right. So this is our 50th fucking podcast. We've been doing it for almost as many years. And,
that many years to get to 50.
Do we have a date on our first one?
It's very special. It's a 2004 or 3, one of those.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, so we were out there. But today we're talking about our top 10 animals of all time. And the wild card today is going to be come up with a new Twins mascot.
A new animal Twins mascot, if I was correct.
Sorry, yes, a new animal Twins mascot. So who's going to be starting off their top 10 animals today?
Yeah, raise your hand. Mike, it's on an audio pod.
Well, I was indicating to Eric that he could say it, appears that...
Yeah. Oh,
so it's Eric.
Oh, it's me? Or you?
No, it's me. It's me. We're going around the table.
Okay.
Maybe it was opposite day. Maybe you're...
What's your question?
Waving because you want to be last.
I'm so confused.
There's an inquiry as to what your number 10 is, sir. Go ahead!
This one is kind of odd. This is technically kind of like a number one, but it's not very imaginative, so it's going to be my number 10.
So it's kind of like a number one, but if by a zero.
It's a knife fish.
With a zero after.
No, it's not the
knife fish. Number one with a zero
after
it.
The top 10 / number one best animal is me. If I had to pick one animal on Earth not to die, it'd be me.
Technically, none of these animals are black. Like, in coloration.
Is anything on that
list? I was going to pick a zebra, but it was too close.
North American animals
now,
are...
In crafting the rest of
our items, wow. One and are
the bear.
Are not,
number nine.
Polar bear.
Polar bear.
Albino bear. The albino.
Squirrel.
Bald eagle.
The albino deer.
Not the burrow.
The albino black lab. Is that even possible?
Yes.
I like to call it albino lab because I'm not comfortable with the worm or with the term.
Wow.
Did you spit that word out?
With the term opaque.
Now I had to start begging the question with a list titled Top 10 Best Animals is what's the criteria for best? So I get somewhat.
You cannot put Mickey Rourke on your list.
No.
Okay.
Number nine is the fat innkeeper worm, or also known as the Korean penis fish. This is a worm that looks like a giant throbbing uncircumcised dick.
Nice.
There are videos of them on YouTube.
Why is it?
There's one that
is it so low on your list?
I need to write this. So it was the giant Korean penis.
Call it the Korean penis.
Isn't
fish
that like an oxymoron? The giant Korean penis.
Just called the Korean penis fist or fish or the fat innkeeper worm.
Ooh, the Korean penis fist. I like that even.
Fist.
the yellow minnow.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
That's awesome.
Korean penis fish. But is it a fish or a worm?
It's a worm. It's a worm.
Okay. What the hell do they call it?
Or is it a
Koreans? I don't fucking know. Just another name for it.
Whatever they can, as long as they can eat it.
It's a worm fish.
Number eight is the Argentine bluebill. This is a duck. It is renowned for having, it is the longest, for a vertebrate, the longest penis in relation to body length.
even compared to like a whale or something?
Compared to body length. There's,
compared
there's
to
some,
body length.
There's some that are like that where their length of their penis exceeds their body. It is described as a barbed corkscrew penis that is said to, and I quote, remove sperm from previous matings in the manner of a bottle brush.
Oh, so it actually corkscrews.
Well, and the thing is that apparently the female Argentine bluebills have a corkscrew-shaped vagina that actually goes the other way. So that they don't mate. That's the problem, is they don't twist in the same direction. So the female actually gets to control the mating. The reason that
it's
is
because like 75% of all duck sex is rape.
Yes,
basically.
Exactly. They are the most rapacious species on the planet. Ducks can and do try to fuck anything. They will fuck other dead ducks. They will. They have something called the rape flight, where a bunch of drakes come in and just gangbang a hen. And some species of female...
Let's run a duck train on this yacht.
And do they actually, so what, how does like a normal duck flight vary from a rape flight?
I don't know, but they reference the things, something called a rape flight on this one website. That it's like, it's a flight specifically designed to, we're going to
put the Valkyries. Don't Google that.
Please, Derek, don't put Google.
We're going to
rape flight into Google.
We're going to run a train on it, bitch. Okay.
Is that like a flight of beer?
And because of that,
this is proof there's no God, right?
Pretty much.
You can have a corkscrew vagina.
Yeah, and that's exactly, because so much of duck sex is rape, evolutionarily, female ducks have developed ways to specialized vagina shapes to avoid rape and to make it not.
Yeah, it's like forced, misleading caverns and stuff like that.
Corkscrews that go in the opposite direction.
So my question is, if the corkscrew is opposite, how do they make it so it then does fit? I think it's because
they have a giant fucking cock.
There's a cooperation of like the male can't force it in unless
the female could relax the muscles or something like that.
I'm an amateur duck sex biologist.
Well, thank God, I didn't want to mention my special skill, but duck rape tends to be my hobby.
I followed this rabbit down the hole with this whole, and I'm glad you'd heard of the duck rape thing, because that just blew me away.
Oh, yeah. Well, EC mentioned it before, duck rape.
Only thing better than Southwest Airlines.
But you did not mention the Argentine bluebill. Bluebill.
Mm-hmm. Number 7 is the bonobo chimpanzee. Although they would otherwise have the intelligence to pick up a gun and shoot you when they do attack, and they do, they intentionally maul your genitals and bite your face off.
Sweet. So give us a choice.
If you look up like chimpanzee and genitals, you will see these reports of, you know, man has genitals like ripped off by, and like they do that in the wild.
Well, that's probably a good defense, is like if you rip out the genitals, they can't reproduce.
Exactly. And so they intend, in the wild, they'll intentionally rip the genitals off of
either. Is it bonobo? Are those
the ones that are most genetically close to humans?
I was going to say, those actually look damn near human and actually walk essentially upright, do they not?
They can be taught language, essentially. And so that's why, I mean, if they wanted to, they don't understand the concept of picking up a gun. I have respect for a monkey that can pick up a gun and shoot me in the genitals.
That would make sense.
I have respect for a monkey that can shoot me. For some reason,
like I did some research, but not a ton, on the list here, but I feel like the bonobo also fuck almost everything that walks in front of them.
Very likely.
Imagine having a little termite stick, but shoving to the penis of,
you know,
like
but also went in to say that apparently, like, you know, even female to female bonobos will scissor.
Really?
Yeah.
Scissor me timbers.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm raising my hand. I don't know what that means.
Oh, you fuck it. Are you serious?
Two females get together and they bump
I thought it was a male and female. I'm like, I don't understand.
No.
Two females. Of course, I made a hand.
You're old enough to go to the back section of Shinders, please.
it's okay.
Yeah, there's a magazine with a pirate on the front that says, scissor me timber.
Scissor me timber.
actually, that's from a South Park episode, I think.
For some reason that sticks in my mind. I do recall reading about the mauling of the genitals. I didn't read the biting the face off. But they really, this one site really went into depth on how these things will fuck anything and everything from, you know, the offspring of
that
a
tells
bonobo.
Us something about human
fucks
nature.
Fucks mom, fucks dad, fucks cousins, fucks sisters, you know, fuck a tree.
That's what
know.
Makes us human is our conscious decision not to fuck everything.
Except the giant tortoises, they'll have sex with, like, appropriately shaped boulders.
Not really?
No, like,
they'll just, like, get up there and
yep.
Just rub against it. That's like the... number 6 is the proboscis monkey, because its nose looks like a dick.
Like a big penis.
This is not
they're really odd-looking apes because they look vaguely human and they just have this giant dick shape.
Yeah,
there's a dick nose.
So literally, what are you looking at, dick nose?
Number 5 is the howler monkey.
Because
has nothing to do with dicks.
Is it a shit?
No. I love it. They're believed to be the world's loudest animal. They scream so loudly they can be heard clearly for 3 fucking miles. And if you listen to the sound, if you listen to the YouTube, it's not like a cool sound. It is completely fucking annoying.
This is a good Far Side. Like, that family
and
is
like the...
And my last sentence, also responsible for one Far Side cartoon that I will never ever forget. Move next... When the family of howler monkeys move next door.
Right.
They're so loud.
Is it like those people playing the horns on the World Cup?
Did you guys hear about the person that, like, a sound engineer found out if you apply a series of notch filters to, like, the video stream from that, it actually eliminates the Vuzella sound?
Really?
And some of the
You can filter out that.
It's just a... It doesn't. It doesn't seem that the players in the field are about going to fucking insane from that sound.
Stop it! Yeah. I know it's bad.
It's just a certain frequency. You just drop it out.
Yeah, hearing damage. Yeah. My God.
Oh man.
Number four is the kandiru or toothpick fish. This is the little bastard that will swim up your pee hole when you pee in the Amazon. You get lodged.
And it is wonderfully. Umbrella, isn't it umbrella shaped to ribs or something like that?
Yeah, so one way.
It's basically can only go forward.
It's like the time I shoved the shot glass at my ass.
Did they explain for the fish, like, how is that like an advantage to get stuck in something's penis?
So the thing is, I don't think it's something that they do. It's not intentional, but it has happened. So it's kind of like it's accidental. It's not like some people think they're attracted to urine, but tests have shown they're not. It's just unfortunate that somebody was peeing and they actually had
a little cave here.
Yeah. So it leads me to believe that maybe the guy found it and stuck it in his pee hole because, as we know, people have done that.
Definitely like to put porn objects in their pee holes.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
What's it called again? The pee hole?
Urethra?
No, the pee hole itself, though. The actual aperture. There's a name for it. It means
there's navicular fossa or navicular. It's navicular shape is like a little hole.
Number three, this is the common reed frog. This is the frog that if there's too much pussy around, these dudes will spontaneously grow dicks and change sex.
A lot of fish can do that, too.
If there's a population of like, all females, it's just like... Well, I guess
it's like the clownfish, like Little Finding Nemo.
Clownfish will do it.
Like, the male will have, like, a harem of women. If the male dies, one of the women will then become male and, like, take over the harem.
Their female organs just dissolve and...
Nemo used to be a girl?
Nemo is a dude.
Nemo's not. Do you guys see Splice, the Asian
Brody? No, have you seen it?
Yes.
Is any good?
Yes, and it has a similar subtable say.
Sweet.
For chicks with dicks.
Number two, this is fucking outstanding when I found this. The bed bug. The common bed bug.
Those things are fucking disgusting.
This is interesting. Two words. It is known as, the scientific term is traumatic insemination. It literally just punches a hole into the side of the female and pumps seed into her. It happens in a number of species, and they've named it in general traumatic insemination. There's no sense. There are sex organs. They don't bother with them. They just walk up and just, this hypodermic, like, just
right in the baby.
Just straight shot, punches a hole right in her side, pumps her full of seed, and leaves.
Oh, walks that's right out. Like shoots her right out between the eyes.
Yeah.
That style.
No double really? So far. Yep.
This is gonna be good. So that was my number two.
I have a theme. I clearly detected your theme. Mine is just kind of amazingly physical.
Now, this is a double back on number 10 instead of me. I'm actually going to pick Jason Falcon, I believe his name is. This is the guy who lives in New York who's believed to have the world's largest penis. It's like 13 and a half inches long.
Like, is that
crazy? What's his address?
Was that the guy we spent evening with on Saturday night? After bar close.
So that's disabling.
Well, that's it. And he said he wants to become an actor and he wants people to take him seriously for his acting abilities, not his giant dick. And he doesn't want to be. And he lives with his mom, too.
They actually did a story on
the news with him. That's where I first heard about this guy. And it's like, it's from going to a baseball game. And it's just like, oh my God.
So what's this word? It's too big.
How big is this dick?
It's gross. 13 and a half inches length. Well, I don't know this. You can look it up.
Is that flat?
I think it's
Campbell's kid.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that's my double back on 10. But
I'll go second if you want.
No, let's go around the fucking table.
All right, do it.
Go sloppy second. All right. I want to officially end.
All right. My list theme has a kind of similar to Cuckold's big dicks.
Dicks.
Yes.
So for number 10, I have dolphins. They don't really have big cocks, but part of this is just to pay tribute for when they actually do take over.
They're also have sex for pleasure.
And they have prehensile penises, too, which means they can...
Exactly.
If they want you, they're getting you.
Is it the killer whale that has, like, the penis that, like, claps together?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then it explodes inside of you?
It also has, like, barbed...
I love that.
Fangs and shit on it, too, but...
What do they call the killer whale?
If you get fucked by an orca, you're done.
That dick will make you fucking rip two if it decides to flex.
Put it in soft, let it get hard, listen to the bones crack.
The USS Manhammer.
Let go of me. Nice.
Number 9, I have a horse.
Jesus.
They're in some of my...
Smells and just pick all the animals.
Some of my favorite movies.
Because it...
Well, they helped us a lot as far as where we are today.
You see,
and it feeds all the cats and dogs in the United States.
And their hopes make good glue.
Do you see Jackass 2, where Johnny Knoxville has...
Oh, that is fucking disgusting, where he drinks the semen.
Well, he's like, first they're collecting semen from this horse, and it's just like,
right.
Oh, that thing would fuck you to death. And then they collect it in this jar at the bottom of this... And then they pass the hat.
It almost makes me sick even.
They collect like $200 or something for him, and he drinks and then just pukes immediately. But yeah, he drinks.
Because it's warm horse semen. I'm like, oh god, I can't even.
At least it's fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd rather have like a.
I think I want that stuff cold.
If I had to lick it, I think I'd rather it be cold and frozen.
Yeah, not frozen.
I might be less like.
Yeah.
If it's warm.
That's my ass.
You have to just keep licking it. Like,
it's more disgusting if it's warm.
True.
I'm sticking with that.
If it's warm, it would
it's on
more
ice.
Because
it's still going to be moving.
I mean, you know, actually,
at least it's not moving.
I don't think there's going to be any circumstances under which I drink.
The mouthfeel would be so off, I think. The mouthfeel would be wrong.
If it was cold, it would have less taste. That's just science.
All right. Number eight, I have the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Okay.
It's the best animal to base your birthday party's theme around, I think.
True.
You're going to have cool T-Rex, you know, plates and hats and stuff like that. And the one fact that always stuck with me about T-Rex.
Yeah, what about the Velociraptor? Is there no love for the Velociraptor?
Well, the one fact that I love about T-Rexes is that their teeth were the size of bananas. And every time I eat a banana, I think about a fucking T-Rex tooth and how awesome that is.
You also wonder why they even had arms anymore. Like, evolutionary, if they would have kept going, just lost its arms eventually.
I like their baby arms.
Yeah, I like them too. They're kind of like, I don't need these fucking things, but they're there.
Their backs.
Number seven.
Good scrambly back scratch. There you go.
Awesome.
Come on.
So do you guys think there was gay dinosaurs?
Who wants the body massage?
Because we know all animal species basically have homosexual animals. Do you think there was homosexual dinosaurs?
Yeah,
that's why God killed them all.
Yeah. They were all gay.
Just try to imagine, like, one Tyrannosaurus, like, you know, kind of bent over. And the other Tyrannosaurus.
But a Humpasaurus.
Yeah. What about a Humpasaurus? How
like,
does that work?
I feel like Sarah
How
Palin
would two
has
Brontosaurus
her,
scissor
her,
each other?
Hand up your ass to make
them
say that.
Brontosaurus. And then try to scissor and then, like, thunder.
Oh, look who's the scissor expert now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's about two pterodactyl scissoring in the air. Like,
Tom is going to have a tough time using this. A, when your wife gets home.
Yeah.
B, at
social
work tomorrow.
History. Do you
C,
drink alcohol, smoke cigarettes?
Formal event.
Ever scissor.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about EC's.
Number seven. Number seven. I have the sloth. This is this animal that just kind of makes me feel better about myself.
I scissor very slowly, though.
Everything's based off of scissoring now. I'm changing my list.
Like, really, really slowly. It's great. Number six, the tapeworm.
I had considered the tapeworm.
Just one of the grossest animals I remember.
The guinea worm. Is that what it's called? Where they rolled on your skin with a matchstick?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or the pencil.
It's coming.
Yeah. Once you put like the milk in the back of your
Jesus.
Oh, that's it. So when it comes up,
grab it.
God. Just watching those videos in health were like, some of my first experiences of wanting to throw up in the classroom when they maybe watch those videos.
They came back and looked like she had a big boil, and there was like a, you know, you guys ever get like a like an abscess, you know, where it's like red, has like a little hole in the top of like bust. Yes, you know.
I have pimples.
Pimple. It's a bigger pimple.
Just a weeping abscess? I'm like, no, Tom, I don't.
Come on, you guys know.
Trust me. Trust me, I would know.
You've known me for years, and I've never shown up with a fucking weeping abscess.
There's that one on the side of my disc.
Had an abscess at some.
There's that one on my dick, but that doesn't count, right?
Dude, that is your dick.
What's wrong with that?
Touche.
Yes.
But like the botfly, when they lay your larvae in your skin, and that little hole. That's where they breathe out of.
Jesus.
The botfly videos on YouTube are
awesome.
Oh, really?
Far above.
Dude, you'll be it's very cool.
All right, number five. I've got to repeat the duck.
Yeah. For rape purposes.
Nature's rapiest animal.
You wonder how they, like,
rapacious
figured that out.
It's just like, wow, those two are really going at it. One of them's dead.
Maybe that one guy.
Maybe we should study these things a bit more.
Was the Wisconsin guy that was part duck that had sex with the dead deer?
The guy you had against?
Brian
Hathaway. The guy just like deer, just like, well, he's got a vagina.
Seriously, just go to any pond and watch the mallards chase after the male ducks.
There's a pond in my old apartment. Yeah, they're just terrible.
So number four, also a repeat on Kunks, the Candiru.
Yeah.
It can crawl up your urethra. Can also grow up to 6 inches long, which has the benefit of doubling my penis length.
Oh, just like my penis.
Oh. Gonna say it only
that would also be extremely painful.
Uretty is going to hate you.
Priapism.
All right. Number three, I have the lion's mane jellyfish, nature's longest animal.
How long is it?
How long is it? I knew you were going to ask that. I don't know, but it's...
How the fuck do you know? Okay, I'm calling
you're
bullshit.
The worst trivia.
Bullshit.
Look it up. All right, go on the internet and watch yourself.
List.
This doesn't exist. There's no picture of it. Bullshit.
Did you come up with lion's mane jellyfish off the top of your head and decided not to look it up, or did you find it and then quit reading?
No, I looked it up and I... You know, looked at pictures of it, and I kind of went by, yeah.
You don't know how to read, do you?
Google it.
Lion.
No.
In jellyfish?
Thanks, we got an iPhone here.
Jellyfish, yeah.
Well, thanks.
Don't mind him. Keep going.
Yes, by all means.
We're only fact-checking, don't worry.
Thank God you were able to see pictures that you enjoyed and then have the speaking function of the computer actually read it out loud so you could try and...
As long as Wikipedia tells me the truth, we will have some more information here shortly.
Lion
120 feet long.
Good God.
That's long.
Jelly, that would suck. Hey, where are those people in writhing pain?
And that's just that's its tentacles. I guess if you take into account its body, it'd be closer to like 130 feet long.
It's got a long body.
It looks fucking awesome.
I believe you.
Not when you're scuba diving.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, here. Okay, at 120 feet in length, the lion's mane jellyfish is longer than a blue whale, is generally considered the longest known animal in the world. However, in 1864, a bootlace worm was found washed up on a Scottish shore that was 180 feet long.
Jesus.
The fuck is a bootlace worm?
There was some confusion as it was actually just a bootlace.
Yeah. But because bootlace worms easily stretch to several times their natural length, it's possible the worm did not actually grow to be 180 feet long. But it it's in contention.
So that'll be the asterisk next to the claim, I guess.
Almost the longest.
Quite possibly the longest animal.
Maybe.
Number two.
Possibly the world's longest cock.
Yeah. Number two, I have the banana slug. It's also giant dicks.
Really?
Usually, yeah, can be anywhere.
Say mascot of around Santa Cruz, but
is that
exactly? It is. That's true.
Yeah. And is that the slime trail they leave behind? Then is there giant shoving penises leaving behind?
You're dragging.
But,
it's like an ongoing orgasm.
They slide on a constant layer of ejaculate.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Go on YouTube and watch their mating ritual where like two of them like they hang down from a tree on like this slime core that they make, and then they start spinning around and their dicks blow up and they're hermaphrodites, so they
exchange. I don't believe in gay animal sex. That's against
my
religion.
I can't believe is how you found that. Like, let's see, what are we gonna do today? Animals fucking.
When you say blow up...
Slime trails fucking.
When you say blow up, do you mean engorge or they explode? Because number two would be cool.
What, my sex with other
people? Yeah. But you should watch those two that animal have sex, because it's really fucking amazing.
Banana slugs,
yeah.
Kama Sutra 2, where like the sexual positions are really, going way out. Like,
don't try this.
Not just like bovine, but like...
Yeah.
Banana slug position.
Yeah.
Cling by any gravity boots and
and
an air compressor.
Carabiners.
Yeah.
Putting shit like that.
I inflated my scrotum.
Valve. That was my deuce.
Alright. I'll start off my list then with City Terns is my number 10.
What?
City Terns.
Like the birds?
The birds.
Terns.
Like your uncle?
Terns.
What color?
City Terns! You see him down at the local bar!
He's an old prospector.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Sooty Terns are pretty cool because I found out that apparently they can go from 3 to 10 years without ever really landing.
That's cool.
And I was like,
what?
Yeah, 3 to 10 years without actually technically landing. And I was like, The fuck? I was like, I gotta figure this out.
They live in Haiti.
So like I'm not going down. Yeah, they're seabirds. So I mean,
I don't shit. I don't want to land in Haiti.
Everything's on fire.
Yeah. Oh. So they're either they either do a glide based on.
Do they have rape flights?
Longest rape flight ever.
Juno habitats are Louisiana.
After 2 years of searching for an air rape and 8 years of executing raping in flight.
Air rape sirens.
But yeah, it's between them gliding with air currents over the ocean, but also includes floating. But the only time they'd actually go in, I guess, is to do nesting, which...
happens every 3 to 10
years. Apparently doesn't have to be all that often.
They nest, like, floating in the air. Yeah. Maybe they nest in the clouds. Yeah.
What were you reading, you see? Because you weren't laughing at any of the funny shit. You were saying I could see your eyes tracking back and forth. What were you reading?
I think he's just enjoying his beard.
Oh, just been trying to research more on my jellyfish.
Thank you.
We need to move on.
You need to do this before the show.
Well, you can do just take it. You can do it during my
research.
Bring it up.
Top 10 animals I really want to learn more about because I don't know much about them.
Sorry. I'd really like to learn more about number 9, dolphins.
Top 10 animals that might exist.
So my number 9 was dolphins, but I chose them solely because they do have sex for fun.
Yeah.
They purposely have sex for fun, and god damn it, that's a smart animal right
God
there.
Knows I don't. If it was fun, I wouldn't cry after every time.
Be as foreign to me as not crying after sex. Wah, 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 wah.
That's as foreign to me as not crying after sex.
Are you... Stop crying, you're turning me on. You want to go again?
Yes. Usually for me, it's just through the duct tape, so it's like...
More of a whimper. If they're the case of whip kazoos in your nose, then they're going.
Just a ball gag. Just a paper a clip. You just need just like, yeah, like a clothespin for a duck rape. That makes Donald Duck just really gross now because he's really angry. He already seems kind of rapey.
He's fucking awesome, not gross. Gives me respect. He's going to fucking rape those kids if they don't follow.
I mean, Daisy Duck has been just.
Just
been
savage.
Savage night after night.
Fuck that.
That's why they don't wear pants in that. I think it's because.
Have you seen it? No, he's got big fucking diapers, though, doesn't he wear like.
No, he's got no pants. None of the duck characters
I
wear
gotta
pants.
Tell you guys, for cartoon ducks, I think Baby Huey was the one I went to where he's the rapiest son of a bitch out there. He's got his
he was
diaper.
He's a product of incest.
He's got his diaper rape getting ready to rock on.
Tom, now do you understand the title? Do you finally understand the deeper meaning behind DuckTales?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. That's actually disgusting.
My whole childhood.
Little Webby just getting just
baby
fucking
Webby.
Oh
getting
my
Webby
god,
getting gang rapes.
Jesus, isn't she too young for this? For
now? No, man. Baby, he was got in his
corkscrew. He doesn't have
his
die
raper. That's what I'm talking
about.
Who
was
about.
Mrs. Duckworth? Who was
Mrs.
The
Duck? Oh, yeah. She was rode hard and put away wet.
And then take him back
she
up.
Actually, she liked it.
He probably was up for it.
My number 8.
You ripped me, Glomgold. Sorry.
You used Glomgold's voice to talk about Glomgold.
That's Glomgold.
Wasn't there a duck on the show called Corkscrew? I think I'm thinking of Launchpad.
Launchpad.
He did wear pants. But I think
he was special needs.
He might be like a goose or something.
So Gizmo Duck was probably Gizmo the duck. Rapiest of them all with all his gizmos.
Yeah,
huh?
Darkwing Duck, too. He could sneak up on you and rape the shit out of you.
What's Darkwing Duck's
name? Night.
Name a son?
I don't know.
Or was a daughter?
He did have a daughter. You're correct about that.
Frankly,
he fucked her.
I think Daffy Duck would have been the scariest right there. I'd want him to rape me because I was spitting out stuff, get a little natural lubricant going.
Are you being racist up because he's black?
Or Howard? No. Or Howard the Duck?
Huh. It's supposed to be like a tornado today. Did you guys hear about that? Like hail and shit?
Yeah, down by.
I was wondering if you guys were
actually
going to show up. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tara's driving through it right now. She's out working.
My 8 is Peregrine Falcon.
Focus.
And I chose a Peregrine Falcon because the Peregrine Falcon.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, they're in state. I like them. They're cool. And
bite your whole finger off.
True. And I did not know that they can hunt at speeds of 200 miles per hour, which is outstanding.
Wow.
I was like, really?
Don't they have like some sort of special adaptation so they don't black out when they're doing like
from the juice?
I think so. Yeah, I think
like an internal pressurized skull or something.
I'm not sure exactly how it works, but yeah, I was reading they have some sort of a
they pull to a stop and they
a deal where they can do
just
that.
Like just pass out.
Pass out.
But I thought that was pretty sweet. I'm like, hell yeah, Peregrine Falcon. Number 7, oyster. I chose the oyster.
Mine's a bearded clam.
Because unlike what you guys had already mentioned, I.
Aphrodisiac!
It's because there's pearls in it that you can sell for money? Is that why?
Or it's because they're aphrodisiac!
Yes. All of these. All of
them. The bear for the bear.
They can also be consumed on the. They can also be consumed on the half shell, but then they also can change their gender back and forth, which I did not know was. I didn't know that was commonplace in other animals.
Oyster to make you a bitty hard.
So yeah, I thought it was pretty sweet. It's just like
mostly only aquatic
male,
animals.
Female. I'm a female day. Male.
Frogs are fucking amphibious.
They can also change gender.
No, that was
and oysters also help filter dirty water.
And also the whole thing of Jurassic Park is they use frog DNA so that they can then change their gender.
Oop, got a dick.
Sweet.
But it only works in the one direction, right? I think it only works from female to male.
Oh, that I don't know.
I think so.
If that's the case, it sounded like oysters could actually go back and forth, which is what I thought was cool.
They're an abomination and God hates them. That's why he didn't give them spinal cords. He gives them the animals that deserve it. Gives them to the animals that deserve them, like ducks and chimpanzees.
You are allowed to rape.
God loves the duck.
I forcibly raped this girl and I ripped that guy's nuts off.
My number 6 was the tiger pistol shrimp.
I've not heard of this one.
Which apparently...
It's got a cool fucking name.
The tiger pistol shrimp is... I chose that because apparently they believe it to be the loudest animal, which can actually produce a cracking sound that... it was a cracking or a screeching sound.
Underwater.
That can reach 200 decibels.
Jesus.
which...
I just mentioned like a little tiny...
Wouldn't you hate to be the guy who catches one of those? Hey, what the fuck is... Boom!
Your eyes are...
You bring some home. Just, like, put them in the boiling water. And eight of them just shriek. And
just,
your ears...
Just explodes.
Blood your comes
windows,
down.
Windows burst and shit. I just thought... I was like, 200 decibels? You just made the list.
What was that? Is the tiger...
Tiger pistol shrimp. As do I. My number 5 was the lyrebird, which we had...
The lyrebird?
Yeah, the one that can mimic sounds.
Oh, I saw a video of that.
We had all actually looked at that, where when its habitat was being kind of invaded by human progress or whatever, it mimicked the sound of like trees being cut down and like the sound of a camera like a camera shutter, and it does it like spot on.
Sounds like ducks raping each other.
And also the other interesting thing was it has the longest incubation period for animal, 50 days. So
I thought like it just stayed for like 18 months.
18 months.
It must be for birds.
Ah, oh, okay.
Avian incubation.
That is amazing. Anyway,
nice.
Wish I could do the Donald voice.
Yeah,
I know. I said so many dirty things.
I'm still a bitch.
He's a sailor too. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I just can't talk in the
morning. You might have that, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I can make the sounds.
Real tough. Number 4, I have llamas. I mean, what I think is for... Sure do.
You notice that they're when like...
How did they beat out the alpaca? It's actually
directly from like their gastric juices.
Really?
It's not like saliva. It's actually the shit right up from their stomach.
Hell
that
yeah.
Cleft lip.
So I thought, you know, llamas are in there. I like them. My number 3... Which Tom has already alluded to, and I know is on his list. And I know why. I knew it would be on his list as soon as I saw this beast. Blobfish.
Yeah! This thing is... I have some good tidbits about it. This fish is fucking awesome.
The blobfish really looks like the blob from the movie.
It looks like he took Ziggy and chopped his head off and fucking microwaved it.
I've seen that picture before, yeah.
Really? And it's got this huge ass mouth, and it floats just off the bottom of the ocean floor and just basically passively lives.
Well, yeah, they said it's off the we're just gonna share a little more information about the blobfish.
If you allow me, go to Appendix C.
Appendix T.
Yeah, so blobfish, it lives off the coast of Australia and Tasmania.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, it looks like an old man.
Jesus. Kind of. Oh, my God.
In color, it's worse.
It looks like it looks Ziggy. It's Ziggy's head in a microwave.
You talk about, the proboscis nose. Yeah. But lives off the coast of
Australia. Very gelatinous.
But it's it's a deep water fish, so it can't have things like air bladders. They won't pop. They just don't work very well at that depth. So it's adapted by all of its muscles have slowly evolved away. So it's made of basically gelatin.
Just skin.
And it can't really move. It just floats and eats whatever comes by in front of it.
Just got the filter feeder.
Hence the reason it's got the huge mouth.
Well, that's awesome.
Yes, its density is just slightly less than water.
How large? Dinner plate?
It looked like, it sounded like it was probably smaller. They had katsumai maybe a little bit bigger than dinner plate.
Yeah.
Boogie board.
I guess.
Which I call dinner plate.
Nice.
Yeah, that thing.
You could actually catch one of those. It'd make a great Halloween costume.
Oh, it's just revolting.
Which I'd assume.
it's like shit come out of the corner of its mouth. Oh, God, they're gross.
I looked that up.
They're pretty gross looking. My number two is the sloth. Same reasons you noted, and then also to back up, Gary Larson, awesome.
Right. Should we do mine and then Chad's?
One of my favorites was always there's an old West scene where it's got a cowboy that's dead on the ground, and it's got a sloth with a cowboy gun and a
hat. He just lived, never was that.
Old Gus never was a quick draw.
Yeah.
It's got another sloth cartoon where it's got the... It's got a sloth that's crossing the road, or just finished crossing the road, and it's like the scariest 3 hours of, you know, Jeffrey's life. Or whatever. Yeah.
Jeffrey.
All right, so my number 10 is a dinoflagellate.
The little...
unicellular organism that has like two flagella.
Yeah.
Huh.
What, you got a picture?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Because it barely qualifies as an animal.
Oh, it's...
Yeah,
because they're 90% balls.
It's like a girl like armor... They've been present since the Triassic period, and they're largely unchanged. These are the things that do, like, the red tides, where they overproduce and produce, like, neurotoxins.
Oh.
They also are the things that do the bioluminescent bay, where you swim, and you agitate them, they glow blue.
Yes. I wanted bioluminescent animals on my list so badly, but I wasn't sure how low in the kingdom we could go, so I was like, well...
This is by far my lowest.
Anything in animalia?
Well, fair enough.
Interesting thing with this is it has a peculiar form of a nucleus that's not a prokaryote or a eukaryote. It's in between.
No idea what... I know neither.
Eukaryote with a nucleus, prokaryote without a nucleus.
It has something, but it doesn't.
This has like a quasi nucleus where the DNA is now like into the ribosomes, where it condenses, this like kind of stuck to this outside of kind of like a nucleus.
Huh.
So it's sort of a unique animal in that respect. And the other thing, it has this really good story.
Nerd.
Some bay that I wanted to share.
In Puerto Rico.
Yeah, so in Puerto Rico, it's the bioluminescent bay where these things, some like 200,000 per cubic cc of water, so you can actually swim, it turns blue. And why this is that they have this bay that has red mangrove trees around. It's like the perfect temperature and all these other things. The reason that it's so good now, though, is actually it wasn't naturally that way. The bioluminescent bay we have now is in some way artificial. And it's because of the Spanish when they first discovered the island.
Holy fucking shit. What's your number 9?
Yeah. I'm telling you the story just because it's cool. Basically, there's only one little channel into that, so that's why the water can't escape out. It stays the same temp. So when the Spanish ships first got there, they saw this and they called it the work of the devils, El Diablo, because it would turn blue when they
swam or moved through the boat.
So they basically took big boulders and tried to block off the inlet into this bay to kill it.
They just
made it better.
Just perpetuated it, and they had no predators. And
cool.
You were going to learn today, bitch.
I didn't know I was signing up for an hour and a half Wikipedia reading.
Yeah, this is some Nova shit right here.
Okay? Number 9 is the Skoto plane,
huh?
Otherwise known as the sea pig or the sea Cthulhu.
Really?
Oh, the sea pig, yeah.
Yeah,
look at that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I
call it the sea Cthulhu.
Oh, you made that.
Okay. It's a type of sea cucumber.
But it looks like a Cthulhu.
Yeah. Cool. Number 8 on my list is the ragdoll cat. I think it's one of the coolest animals. I have a picture of Max.
A little low. But
it has the lowest metabolism of any
developed by the American breeder and baker, best known for its docile and placid temperament and affectionate nature.
Cat's on fire.
Oh, Jesus, put that on.
I figured I know the number one on EC's list by that.
Number 7 is the blobfish, which we have discussed.
Yep.
Number 6, a personal favorite, is the hagfish.
Yes.
Yep. It's just got some good pictures of the hagfish. So, hagfish, it's the only living animal that has a skull but not a spinal column. Just a skull.
Yeah. Huh.
It also has 4 hearts and 2 brains.
Genius.
How many cocks?
This is you, you get failure. To get to the cocks.
And its defensive thing is it makes mucus or slime.
Oh, the yes. You see the dirty jobs?
Yes, this yes. is what got on my list.
Yes.
So Micro had to be in a that fucking ship where they
fucking
where they
nasty where they
catch
them.
Yeah, they basically catch hagfish because
they generate on purpose, so they much
slime. They send them to China where they are eaten, but mainly they take actually their skin that's made into leather for like wallets and stuff.
Like cheap wallets, you know, yeah. like fake leather. Oh, wow. Lots of that's made out of hagfish skin.
No shit.
They generate so much slime, it is disgusting.
Yeah, so
it
their is. Primary protector is the slime.
Because it'll actually choke the enemy, right?
Yeah, exactly. At first they thought it would just slow them down, but actually it blocks their gills and they die.
Yep.
That's insane. So their fish don't eat them. They're only other predators.
If
like
you watch that episode of Dirty Jobs, you know why.
Yeah.
And also...
kind of like Slimer. Underwater slimer.
Exactly. Yeah. Very much so. And apparently they can actually slime themselves to death, too.
Yeah, that but, but and the thing is that one adult hagfish can secrete it. And basically they don't like make some. They release like these filaments that then combine with water to make the slime.
Oh, that's cool. It's like an epoxy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So an adult hagfish can secrete enough slime to turn a 5-gallon bucket of water into slime in a few minutes.
In this episode, they show them, like, dumping them, filling up 55-gallon drums.
They would just, like, kind of go like this, like circular motions. They would just the slime ball
you just have this, like, you'd have these Hulk fists of slime.
Oh.
But they're, like, discharging them into like, a 55-gallon drum. And it's, like, a giant is just blowing his nose down the chute, and it's just snot. So fucking gross.
And the way they keep themselves from dying from the slime is they naturally will tie themselves an overhand knot, then they kind of, like, untie themselves and sort of, like, a...
Squeegee themselves off.
Motion. Yeah, exactly. They kind of make knots out of themselves and then slowly strip themselves through it to get it clean.
I also like animals that are kind of immortal, where they can survive months between feedings. And they're also, they feed where they basically enter like larger dying sea animals and then ingest them from the inside.
Just get in a hole and just...
Yeah.
It's kind of like me in buffets.
Rope Chinese buffet.
I get inside, I just wait till it collapses
He's on the inside of the buffet.
He's over there with all the sterno.
So number 5 on my list is the cassowary.
I saw the picture that you have. I saw that on the where they show him butting a guy.
Yeah, where they show him fucking attacking. He's got like a cassowary shield. You'll have to check out the
picture. It's a fucking headbutting ass.
How do you spell it?
Cassowary. Should I send you the link so you can look at the picture that I've
done? No, I can...
The one hagfish picture is just amazing. That one's great.
That's a cool fucking picture.
Looks like a bajan. What, with the cassowary with the guy in the shield?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
That's fuck.
So the reason why is that's the thing that chased me for a couple miles when I was in Australia. That was a cassowary.
Wow.
If you don't have that door, you're fucked.
Yes. So it's basically.
Sternum in.
It's basically the third largest bird behind like the emu and the ostrich. Can grow up to 79 inches in height and weigh up to 130 pounds. It has that second toe, is like the Velociraptor dew claw.
Where it can actually lacerate you.
See, next on my list, number 4 is the goblin shark.
Yes. Fantastically ugly creature.
Yeah. It's got a big-ass nose thing on it. Can be found throughout the world. Only 45 known specimens have been caught.
But it's like it's a buck-tooth goblin with a spike.
Yeah, and all these teeth coming out. Yeah. The thing is that they're just like a collector's item. Because they're so infrequently caught. Up to like $4,000 for like a set of like goblin shark jaws.
A full set of them. Jeez.
And also 25...
Is the big like dick nose, like is that part of the skull?
Just like fucked up teeth.
Yeah,
that's really what it looks like. Huh. Number 3 on my list is the giant Chinese salamander.
Yes.
I saw that.
Do you have the picture?
Yes.
You saw a picture of the guy holding it?
Yeah. Just huge.
The size of a...
Up to 6 feet in length.
Face like the blobfish almost.
Yeah.
Smiling.
They lack eyelids.
Like a big retarded baby.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just gross.
You see the picture of the guy holding it?
He's just like hugging.
Yeah.
Totally not paying attention. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
But it's another monitor right here, so I can look at the pictures. So I can feel like I'm part of the family and see what you're looking at.
I offered to send you, and you were like, I don't want to see number 1.
I can...
Number 2 is a horseshoe crab.
I can validate there is a
just
second
the carbon-based blood, or the copper-based blood.
Copper, but actually, I found out that's not unique to them. Most crustaceans have a copper-based blood. So really? At first I thought that was unique, but it's not.
That and the wrestling duo, the Blue Bloods.
The cool thing, though, is that they are unchanged since the Paleozoic era, which is 450 million years ago. Huh. You're seeing a dinosaur whenever you see one of these things.
And, like you
and,
said,
really,
they,
and they're really common. I mean, you go anywhere like in the Gulf and it's just...
Yeah, and they are not a crustacean. They're more closely related to things like spiders and ticks.
What's their classification?
I'd have to actually look up the exact thing.
They're not a crustacean.
Yeah, they're not considered a crustacean.
Arthropod?
This is the name. It's like Lemuridae. That's the actual. That's my number two.
Weird. Cool. Want to do Chad's?
Do you want to hit Chad's list?
Do you want to
pull it up here? My voice will sound different because I'm somewhere else. Chad's list.
Coming in.
So Chad's list. I think we can just see it from there. So number 10 is the Velociraptor, which
gay.
Gay.
Only you can only have that on your list if you knew about it before Jurassic Park. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Once it's that commercial.
Number 9 is the Commodore dog. I don't know what that is.
That is a big. It's like it looks like a dog made entirely out of a mop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like it's a large dog. It's the size of a. Yeah.
Whoa. It's the dog that's on the cover of Beck's Odelay.
Yeah. Jumping over the. Isn't it like jumping?
Oh, yeah, I see. Jumping over like the big mop. And the next one is what he has the picture I've seen when I was searching is the Angora rabbit.
Yeah.
Thing is just, oh, God.
That's
such a good rabbit.
Floating in hair.
It's like, I'm hot. Oh, shave me, bitch.
That little face.
There's this beautiful book that is in the Wisconsin Historical Society. It's just called Angora. And it was, what?
Oh, beautiful.
Nothing.
Continue on.
Oh, the Wisconsin Historical Society has this book called Angora that was produced by the SS. And it's this weird, it's this Nazi photo book of all these Angora rabbits
that they made. The final solution to the Angora rabbit problem.
Well, they used Angora fur for the pilot's jackets and the Luftwaffe and everything like that. And so it was like all these breeding experiments.
The Jews with the Luftwaffe
used it to make Cyclone B.
But I've always wanted to see that book, and it, for some reason the Wisconsin Historical Society ended up with it.
And won't let anybody else see it?
No, people keep spitting on it.
People keep trying to steal it.
Number 7 is a snow leopard, which is a very cool animal. Number 6 is a
terrible operating system.
is the hippopotamus, because it is basically the most deadly animal in the world.
And most pissed... Along with the baboon is probably just like the most pissed off. Yeah. Like, does not take shit.
They are 2 seconds away from just destroying.
Do not fucking play.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's probably the animal that has the best game made after it, I would say.
Let's see. Number 5 is the basset hound.
Notable, because that's Chad's picture for hippopotamus.
Yeah. And that's because I would guess they chose because their dog at home, Simon, is a basset hound.
Ah,
I love it.
Simon is pretty cool.
Well, it's just like Flash from old Dukes of Hazzard.
I believe if I'm going by the pictures, next on his would be the Bird of Paradise?
Bird of Paradise. It's a little bird, but then it like flare out its side, its wings, and it makes it look like it has a huge head.
There's like this little tiny face inside of it. And
oh, nice.
Also a creature from Magic.
Flyer. And it gives you one
tap or one line of any color.
Any color.
Yeah. Next.
It's a tarsier.
Look at that magic.
Looks like it's constipated and been working on a poop for about 3 days.
And then just hitting that meth hard.
Oh my god, I've been up for days.
3 straight days.
It's currently, you see how to look at this one. It's spelled T-A-R-S-I-E-R.
Yeah, I've got it up. It's a good one.
It's like a cartoon character being choked.
Yeah.
A bulging
like
eye.
If somebody you're sitting on a tree and somebody comes up and just yanks your unit down, that's the face you'd make.
You just got what's the monkey that's that to rip off?
The face after the monkey that rips your dick off.
It's just like, goddamn chimps.
He's watching the ducks rape each other right now.
Scared. Oh my god! Oh my god. I want a drink, but I'm not going down there.
Next is the Canadian Sphinx, the hairless cat. And next,
the fuck is that?
Is that his number one?
Nope, that was...
2 is Canadian. Should we do his number one?
Yes.
So number one for his initially is the liger, which of course is a lion mixed with a tiger.
Oh, there is actually such a...
Yeah, they can breed. The interesting thing is, I believe if you have a male that breeds with a female, I think it's a female tiger with a male lion, the resulting liger is actually bigger than either one can naturally get. So it's actually a bigger animal than lion or tiger. It's just fucking enormous.
Good guess.
I have no idea if they're sterile or not.
Do you want to do your number one then?
Oh, sure. My number one, this is the Bo Jackson of the animal world, because basically can kick ass in multiple different ways, is the mantis shrimp. This is one of my favorite animals, is the mantis shrimp.
Good picture.
Yep. So those are its eyes. We'll talk about those.
Jesus.
And then this is, it's called a shrimp. It's actually more of a crustacean, like a crab or lobster.
Sure.
It can be up to 15 inches in length. It's also its nickname is the thumb splitter because these little kind of sharp edges. You can say this. Yeah. It can actually whip those out so quickly at the speed of a 22 caliber bullet with an acceleration of 10,400 G's.
Jesus.
Because they strike so rapidly, they generate a cavitation bubbles behind the appendage. Yeah. So it actually, you get hit twice. From one strike.
From the water collapsing behind it. Behind Jesus.
And they're strong enough where if you encounter one while swimming, if they hit you, they'll go through the thumb and can break bone.
Oh,
Jesus.
Wow. So it's like something from Alien. Yeah, if the initial strike misses the prey, the resulting shockwave can be enough to kill or stun them.
Jesus.
And they also have basically the best known eyesight of any animal.
With those wicked eyes, I would just hope
so. So humans have four different types of visual pigments. Three that are there to see color, and then one for kind of light dark. The mantis shrimp has 16.
Is that all?
But a brain that can't process them. So
the visual information leaving the retina, it seems to be processed into numerous parallel data streams leading to the central nervous system, greatly reducing the analytical requirements to see this. And they actually have this special lens over along with these different photobeams where they can actually have basically sense different wavelengths of light. It's just amazing. So they're actually using this to potentially form the next form of optical media, like beyond Blu-ray. They're really? Basing off of this, yeah.
Huh. How mantis shrimp process
shrimp ray.
Yep.
Shrimp ray. Nice.
So it's just animals that have their own family.
You're telling me the mantis shrimp can basically get a high score on Frogger in 2 seconds then? Son of a bitch can see so much.
Look at how fast he's hitting those buttons.
12 of them for color analysis. It can also have 4 which are just for ultraviolet light, and 4 of them are just for doing polarized light.
Jesus.
Yeah, it says it can do ultraviolet and infrared. That's pretty awesome.
Mantis shrimp, I think, it's just the most badass animal.
Of course, you're in the ocean with nothing but cold-blooded animals. So, nope, it's all blue. Nothing to see here.
So, I just think that thing's awesome. Just because it can actually kill you hitting. I heard it's like fucking Chuck Norris. Did I hit you? No.
But my heart stopped out of fear.
So that's my number one is the mantis shrimp. Because I think it's nice. Awesome.
I can go next. My number one is the Argonaut octopus. When it's time to get busy, its sex organ, which is actually a third arm, detaches from its body and becomes a free-swimming cock. Apparently it's independently mobile, and if it happens to if it's near a female, it latches onto her and she totes it around until she's ready to have it and fertilize the eggs.
Really? So it doesn't have to stay around.
It's just pow! Yeah. It just sends its cock out to do its thing and wanders off.
So King Missile was detachable
penis. It's kind of bad, though, because you can also only do it once, then, because then your penis is gone.
That was the Argonaut what?
The Argonaut, A-R-G-O-N-A-U-T, octopus. Now, the Wikipedia entry says that it indicates that it goes up to, it puts it in and then breaks it and then, swims away and leaves it in. But a different website called cephalopods.com, if you can believe there is such a thing, much more descriptive write-up of it, and it says that it can actually become an independently free-swimming, not an organism, but...
It'd be pretty sweet if it was like a boomerang cock, just, hey, by the way, go out, have some fun, catch you at 5 p.m. tonight, yeah?
Okay. Here's the interesting thing about my list is I wrote it in an email at work on my work email to send to my personal email so I could print it off at home. So I send it to my personal email from my work email at work. It never makes it. I think that there's a filter that looked for so many iterations of the word cock or dick that it's like, we want to find out what's in this. And so I expect to call HR tomorrow and be like, we didn't forward this on to the intended recipient because we're concerned about
it. But it's me.
I mean, how do I start
describing
this?
Particularly the duck rape really, really disturbs
me.
The duck rape. We need to let you go.
Doing some case law research.
That's why
I put
pen to paper for that use.
Yeah. I I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? I could do it on my personal email and send it to my personal email or save it as a draft.
Yes.
Yeah. Not send it through the work email.
Why were you scared to print it at work?
Somebody made it to the printer before me.
Ah, okay.
I print mine at work too sometimes.
Sometimes I have. And I've just run out there. I'll look, then I'll go back and hit print and then I'll run. Get away! You don't want to see that! Don't look at me!
That is not your invoice!
I know what you're thinking. The word dick and cock show up a lot.
They're out of context.
you see?
Completely in context.
My number one has also already been said. It's a ragdoll house cat.
So,
oh, yeah.
No surprises there.
No, I saw that one coming a
expect
mile
it.
Away.
Think
about
it.
That, yeah.
Mile away.
I'm allowed to get another ragdoll cat, and I think it's January. That'll be considered enough time has passed.
You're grieving.
That seems right.
Yeah.
So, I've got 14.
They're just climbing. You're a cat lady, man.
You could have, like, 80 of those things. You just have to, like, have enough floor space to, like, put them. Like, you have like, a big egg.
Just a tall dresser drawers. That's what I use.
Yeah, there's no cats in there.
Just cycle out the food and the waste everywhere.
Food in, poop out, food in, poop out.
Chuck hoses up to them, one to the front, one to the bottom.
Yeah, like, well, ragdoll cats.
Nice.
That's awesome.
My number one is pigs.
Pigs.
Methane comes from pigs.
After making
pigs is also a good game.
It's also a good movie.
When you think of it, and a good movie, right?
But bacon marmalade changed my life.
Marmalade?
The hell's bacon marmalade?
We were out there. Went to a pizza place and they had bacon marmalade.
Marmalade on bacon?
No, it's almost like a candied.
Bacon?
It's almost like crumbled bacon that was
caramelized,
salty. And a little bit of spice in there, kind of as if it were like maybe peppered, but then it actually had the sweetness of like marmalade.
It's like it's a magical animal from The Simpsons. Oh. Pork chop, bacon, ham, they all come from the same animal. Sure, Lisa. It's some true. Magical animal.
Yeah. Bacon, ribs, 30-minute orgasms. I mean, how can you go wrong with a pig, man? 30-minute orgasm.
Really?
Jesus.
That's pretty fucking... That's pretty great. I mean, this thing's firing...
The problem is they root and wallow in their own shit, so nobody wants to fuck them.
Hey, all I'm saying is this thing's firing...
You get one chance, but only one chance, we got to enjoy it.
You clean that ass up!
So, yeah, that's my number one, though. But...
All right. You want to do your wild card first, D?
So what is the wild card, first of all?
Sure.
The wild card is name your new Twins mascot, animal-based mascot.
Because TC the Bear fucking sucks. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't need a plushie or a furry promoting my team.
It's just one of the most generic mascots I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And we're like, that's not like we're known for bears either.
There are bears.
You don't see like a Yellowstone. Bear in Minnesota. There's not that.
There are bears, but that's not our city.
It's like the cheapest costume they could find. Like, okay, it's TC the
Bear.
At least if it was a loon, there would be something slightly
state
unique
bird.
About it.
I'll give you that. They look really weird, though. They're creepy looking.
I'd rather take one of those balloon guys that they put outside of, like, car lots.
Oh, yeah, with the waving arms.
Waving,
yeah. Yeah, Philly Fanatic.
I'd rather have that.
There you go.
Made up.
Or the goofball? Goof. Was it?
Was it the goof from Indians? God, who is it?
Is it Indians or Braves?
That was the Indians. I thought it was the Indians that had the goofball. Because they actually had like the baseball head was their mascot.
But yeah, it was just yes. But you
giant
know what I mean?
Whooping
just...
Indian somehow didn't go over so great.
Did you? Dickinson, North Dakota? You know, there's Dickinson State University. Yeah. I found out what their mascot used to be named before they were forced to change it.
What was it?
It was the Dickinson State Savages.
Holy shit! That's awesome! Fire water drinking.
Firewater drinking scalpers.
Not
what?
My land,
what?
Red man. Not today. Bam, bam.
I don't understand. Who are you talking about, sir? I'll go into my new mascot for the Twins was named on my list. It is llamas. We'll take a
traditional Minnesota animal right there.
I need an explanation for this one, Darren.
Hey, let's be fair. There's a large animal farm down or a llama farm down in Worthington. So.
What about alpacas?
Oh,
we call them Lorenzo.
They have whatever.
Lorenzo llamas.
Exactly. But frankly,
Lorenzo's llamas. That'd be awesome.
I think we can all take, you know, just become the most obnoxious fans. You know, you get your mascot over by the opposing team's dugout and, you know, teach your llama that's our mascot to spit all over him as they go up to bat.
I think you need, like, it'd be like a costume and then it'd be like a super soaker, like, in its mouth.
That's
like,
cool.
Instead of the t-shirt cannon.
Yep.
But yeah.
Spit on me, Lorenzo.
I mean...
I do like his name is Lorenzo. I do.
Yeah. I thought about that too.
Lorenzo the Llama.
I can
spitting on women's t-shirts.
Pop Quiz, what was the name of the show?
Renegade.
Renegade.
There you go.
Yeah. I figured that spitting was going to be a very important thing in there. And then also you know, really base all apparel, base, lots of cool wool apparel.
Oh, these new uniforms suck.
If we make the playoffs, we'll be thankful.
After all, we do have an outdoor ballpark.
Yeah, if we make the playoffs in October, it'll be
super
nice.
Super scratchy uniforms. Alpacas was supposed to be incredibly soft.
Yeah, it was
like,
just
like Angora.
Say.
Angora.
Yeah, you and technically wool is supposed wool is technically supposed to be cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Technically.
So
for a natural fiber,
fiber, it's the most effective.
It's no polypropylene.
Who's up next?
You want to go?
Sure. And Chad also has one too.
Yeah, I can.
So number mine, the mine is the zebra mussel. Because it represents Minnesota.
It certainly does.
Just because it has its lifespan is about 4 to 5 years, which is usually about how long in between the Twins actually do some sort of
Do decent in the playoffs.
Actually have a decent season. Goes into...
And just the coolest tidbit is that when the zebra mussels like consume food, that they poop it out, its non-food particles are combined with mucus and other matter deposited on lake floors as pseudo-feces.
It's like a shit.
It's a shit rock.
It could just be a cool looking mascot.
So
like,
would you just have a?
Because
you just have one and
be like one with two googly eyes on top and like the lights on the bottom for the mascot guy run around.
So Eric,
give a name.
The Twins would never
Torgo.
Be
ZB.
Nice.
And then like it.
The Twins would never be shitty. They'd just be pseudo shitty in their
shitty.
They're still pseudo
feces. And if you ever lost the Cosby, you just have Kent Herbeck come and he would look just like
looks like a zebra mussel. Chad's.
Wait, so we're changing it to the blobfish?
Blobfish. Oh, that's awesome. Just sits there. Just sits.
Just kind of gobbles up what comes by it like a first baseman.
The blobfish costume is ruined.
Get Herbeck in there. Just take his shirt off. It'll look the same thing.
Just float a burger in front of him. He'll work his way to it someday.
Yes, you got to make sure it's wet because he doesn't like to chew, really.
That's true. It burns so many calories. Those precious calories he's taking in. Chad's new Twins mascot, it would be the orangutan Clyde from Every Which Way But Loose.
Oh, Tony Danza!
Tony Danza?
Yeah, he was in Every Which Way But Loose, wasn't he? Oh, no, that's Going Ape. This was like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, it was Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, I don't remember Danza in there. I'm not going to say anything.
Going Ape and Every Which Way But Loose mixed up in my mind.
I can understand why.
My number one, I actually just came up with another one, so I think I like better. That's going to be the Minnesota Chinese carp. This is an invasive. You heard of this? This invasive species that's come in through the Great Lakes and has gotten down into the river systems. And what it does is it's a pretty large fish. And when a boat motor goes by, when it's scared, its defense mechanism is to leap up out of the water. Fishermen have been knocked on their ass by a fish jumping up in front of the boat and just wailing him in the face.
They catch him with nets. They've had some deaths.
And so I had this idea of a guy walking around this giant, you know, like heaving these giant fish into the stands and knocking people down. You go over the other mascot.
The mascot's
the equivalent of like the.
So the mascot's just a guy with like a big Coleman cooler. Like
the other two I had were not very imaginative at all. This first one would be a human mascot. You know, people call the Twins the Twinks. This would be a very effeminate, lithe, homosexual, tight-fitting pants and a fishnet.
Twinkie.
Hey, go Twinks! During football season, he'd say, go Bears. He'd wear a fishnet.
Just a whole lot of mesh.
T-shirt. Nice. That's what I wanted to do for Halloween. Something is go with like the engineer boots, the short cutoffs, and then the mesh Bears shirt that's cut off in a midriff. I would just be like, go Bears. A bear being slang for a burly fairy.
Yes.
Big burly guy.
Big burly, that's for our listening audience. If they
I didn't know that, actually. I used to call myself Papa Bear on the Magic Podcast.
If you don't want to do that.
I shouldn't be saying that.
Papa Bear. As soon as I change my name from Papa Bear, our listenership declined dramatically.
Yeah.
For some reason, I also thought of having like Lenny and Earl, the stillborn calves. So like the mascot is in a suit. It's as in a cow suit with the udders and like two stillborn calves are dragging behind it. I don't know why I thought of that. I couldn't think of anything else. It created this mental block where I'm like, all I can think of is this.
How the fuck do you go from a twink to the stillborn cow costume?
I have problems. I think my meds adjusted.
I thought it was intuitive.
You need to get me something.
I like that one.
The voices are coming back.
Either way, it looked like stuff was coming out of the ass.
Tell me to do bad things.
That's a good. I like the stillborn calves one. I like that.
Yeah, I was gonna say should have ran with the dark one.
You know what, I gotta say, this was a great podcast for our 50th.
Yeah,
should've,
I like it.
A lot worse.
We clocked in.
We still need EC's mascot, don't we? So we. Did Jerry give you?
Yeah, so let's.
So we still have a chance to crash and burn here.
Have you been listening? Or
mine's a bear, but it's gonna
bear stuff. So for mine, I decided to go with the garter snake, and and the point is to have basically 50 of them, and then around the seventh inning stretch, like they would all come out, and they'd all have different names. There would be like Gareth and Gerald and Gertie and Joaquin and Gary the Garter Snake, and
they'd all come. G sounds, yeah,
yeah. And then the one thing they would do is like when a garter snake's mate, they actually get into this like big snake orgy ball. They all have like the big snake slime ball, basically, and they would just kind of wrap into that somewhere in the outfield.
Somebody would roll them all out.
I think that, like, instead of having bat boys, you'd have like snake boys, or it could be like the little gardener snake.
Those gardener snake wranglers.
Yeah. I like that.
Come out with giant forks.
So,
instead of the Tyrus Plus, you know, Chira Chase, you'd have the gardener snake like run. Race, 50 of them.
And... So instead of Guardy, would your mascot be Guardy? As a
garden,
GRT
zero garden hire.
Oh, come watch Guardy.
Yeah, our mascot Guardy.
Guardy, go. So,
I like it.
So did we come up with a next new top 10 list?
Yes, we did. And we'll tell our audience in just a minute.
So for number 51, episode 51, we've come up with the top 10 children's books that should be written or for some reason were written and just not released. Due to obvious reasons, which will probably be
like the title of the book, I imagine. Talk about after show,
which are in the custody of the Wisconsin State Library.
Yeah, exactly.
They're locked.
It's a children's bedtime story. It's called Angora.
So come up with your top 10 children's book titles that should exist.
An example.
And then,
Everybody Poops on Lisa's Two Mommies.
Yes.
I'm really proud of that one, so I'm going to milk that for everything it's worth.
Because I like Tammy.
Why not? And the wild card is your actual favorite book as a child. So, yeah, submit your list to the email address that pod is.
So if you want to send it in, send it to Tom, T-O-M, at Sector512Productions.com.
You better enunciate because we don't want him to get it wrong.
No.
Listen to it. Show me on the doll where the wild things touched you.
I like the sub theme of using existing titles and then making them terrible.
That's exactly where I was going. I was like, "We're gonna see twists. We're gonna see twists here, baby."
Oh my god!
So the website would be podcast.sector512productions.com or sector512productions.com/podcast.
And pay attention to the details, people. We know you're sending emails and they're bouncing back. So, I mean, really pay attention.
Yeah, if you get a bounce back, keep trying.
You gotta send it again. We know that you're out there.
It's Tom without an H.
It's not Tom. Tom.
Tom. It's
not. God, we're not named.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening to another Sector 512 podcast. We love you guys.
We have a
G-Zone. 50 more coming.